It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. I am very excited for today because I've been at a lot of events where this lovely lady has spoken, and it's just very empowering every single time. And I absolutely love it. And I'm glad you're here today as our interesting islander, Julie Pelissier Lutch is here. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
It is so great to actually get a chance to sit down and chat with you. You're usually, you know, you're usually really busy. You're at these events. You're getting geared up to go on the stage. You have the Mi'kmaq heritage actors with you in most cases. You know, it's been great to be around these events, but I feel like I don't know you, and I feel like today we're going to get a chance to get to know you, Julie. I really look forward to it.
Yes, we are going to get a chance to know you. So I know that you're an actress, a storyteller. You were the poet laureate for PEI. You have so many skills and so many talents. Tell us a little bit about you, about your family. Let's start there.
All right. Well, I am Julie Pelissier Lutch, and I was born in Summerside in 1970. That was way before the causeway was built in Lennox Island, so we had to drive across the ice in, at the time, Chief Jimmy Sark's old vehicle and race to Summerside where I was born. And then my father and I moved all over Atlantic Canada and ended up in Grandview, Manitoba, where he had his first job and as a trained ordained minister. And then when he decided to get married, we moved to Stony Mountain, Manitoba, where we were living right behind the Stony Mountain Penitentiary, which was quite an interesting experience and one that I'm definitely going to have to write a book about. Mm. But
yes, I'm sure. And when did you come back to the island?
When I went on maternity leave with my youngest son, Sean, who was born in 2004, my sister, who is Chief Darlene Bernard, came to visit. And she seen Winnipeg with a set of eyes that I had lost, you know, having just been around it for so long. And she's seen the graffiti, she's seen the bars on our steering wheels to ensure that they didn't get stolen every night. And she just had this fear, and she said, you need to bring your family back home. And I knew that it was time at that point. So while I was still on maternity leave, packed up the car, started selling the house, and we had a camper out in Lake Winnipeg. We had a rental house, so we ended up selling everything that we had and came back and started working with the Mi'kmaq Confederacy.
Amazing. Incredible. And you've not, I don't want to make assumptions, but it would seem that you have not never regretted that decision to come back home.
I've never regretted that decision. It was almost like the way things turned out is how they're supposed to be. And of course, my uncle, Captain John Joe Sark, would always say, you are where you're supposed to be. And I think I had the years away so that I could learn who I am and what I was missing, so that when I came home, I had that passion and longing and need to connect with my community and my family here.
And now words are obviously your superpower, okay? You are a terrific storyteller. You've written books. Just hearing you speak in general is always so moving. Can you tell us about some of the books that you've written? And you are like a best-selling author, which is pretty cool in itself, all right? So tell me about some of the books, maybe the ones that you're the most proud of.
Well, it started out in 2009. Well, when I was pregnant with my son, I actually started writing books because when I was pregnant, I was 33 at the time, and they consider that a geriatric pregnancy, which means that it's not like when you were 18 or 19 when I had my first child, where we'll see you in 9 months, let us know when you have pains and have a good uh-huh. few months, and off we go. When I was 33, they were like, oh, we need to do blood tests. We need to check on all of this. And my mother had passed away when I was 3. So I honestly felt that what if something bad happened? What mm-hmm. if I didn't survive? So I started writing down my stories. I thought, if nothing else, my family will have a picture of who I am through my words. Mm-hmm. And I thought that it would be a collection of stories that would end up in a three-ring binder in a closet that somebody would photocopy at some point in time and pass out to my kids. And then I met an amazing friend of mine, Larry Riznitsky, and he read it and he said, I'm publishing this. This is an amazing collection of stories because they're just little real stories, vignettes. And I said, yes, that sounds amazing. And I said, I guess I got to finish it. So I started working really hard. And then in 2009, it was my first published book. And the passion and the love that I had for these stories, I think, translated well. And everybody else started getting excited and wanting to read more. And then my next book was Mi'kmaq Campfire Stories of PEI, which is a children's book. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote my poetry book, which I had to write because as the poet laureate, I think I was the only one across the country whenever we would meet as poet laureates all across the country. I was the only one who would show up with the three-ring binder of all my poetry.
Oh, okay. So out of necessity.
out of necessity.
Gotcha. That's pretty good. And you're working on one right now, or you have one that's like ready to come out soon?
I have Mi'kmaq Ghost Stories of PEI, which is going to be amazing. Some of the stories are very creepy, and they'll make you sort of look in the dark corners of your room as you're reading. They'll make the little hairs stand up on the back of your neck because they're told by a lot of our elders here in the community, elders who have been entertaining children and grandchildren with stories from the time that they were little. So they have been very well-shaped and well-formed already. So we are just the ones who are gathering these stories and bringing them to share.
Amazing. All right, we'll have more with our interesting islander today. It's Julie Pellissier-Lush, and we are so happy to have you with us.
Traveling the island? Try the bus and join thousands of islanders on regular rural transit routes. The province of PEI is ensuring that all islanders have access to affordable...
Wherever you fly on Porter, we'll make sure to impress you. Book at flyporter.com. Porter. Actually, enjoy economy.
It is a little chilly out there right now, but it is going to be a mainly sunny day. Some cloudiness coming near noon, a high of 8. Tonight will be cloudy, some wind, a low of +5. And tomorrow, chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon, and a high of 12. Right now it's 3 in Summerside. It's 1 degree in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And just a quick little reminder that if you're playing along with Darcy's Trivia, one more shot to get in on the action. Maybe you'll win a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. 49% of women hate it when their man does this in the kitchen. You can text me your answer, 902-368-1720. More with our interesting islander, Julie Pellissier-Lush, is here. It's the Eagles, Already Gone, Ocean 100, 7:53. School buses are out doing their thing one more time this week. Please keep your eyes peeled for the flashing lights. Slower down in school zones. That would be terrific.
Everybody, I want to pass along, there are a couple of late buses now this morning.
There is a couple of late buses now this morning. There you go. There's Scott. Here he is.
Bus 301, Martin Belanger's bus to Francois Bigot School, running 45 minutes late. And bus 327 to Ecole La Belle Cloche, Allison's bus, running 30 minutes late.
Nice, buddy. And Julie Pellissier-Lush is our interesting islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. We are so blessed to have you here with us today. Thank you so much for coming in to spend some time with us.
Yes, and I know, well, our paths have intersected over the last few years. I know that preserving and sharing Mi'kmaq history and culture is important to you. And personally, I feel that you, because of you, and like so many of us have been able to learn about Mi'kmaq culture and history. So thank you for that. What are some of the things that you're currently working on, those projects or workshops? What are you up to these days?
Well, during the summer, my older son, Richard, and I, Richard had created a story, and he put it out there and won a grant to make it into a short film, and it's called Meskeg, or I'm Sorry, and it's about a father who's struggling with addictions, and he overcomes them with a lot of love from his community and his elders, and of course his son as well. It's very, very powerful, 10 minutes, and we were a part of that. And through that process, we took a big leap of faith and threw another proposal out there. And we are now part of the Whistler Film Festival.
Wow. That's incredible.
Acceleration program. So they want us to figure out what we want to do with this. If we want to make it into a one-hour series every week on a different network. I'm not sure where it will go, or if we want to make it into a feature film to get background of this young man and his family, and show maybe some of the deeper intergenerational impacts that affect Indigenous people across Canada. So this one is very close to my heart when I think of the struggles that as an Indigenous person that we have. And to maybe open that doorway of communication for the non-Indigenous community to see some of those struggles in a very personal way. So right now it's a 10-minute short film. But after, I think, this whole process, this 8 months accelerator program, it's going to grow into what it's going to be. So this is our biggest new project that's on the go right now. And they're taking us to Whistler at the end of November to come and meet all these other filmmakers across Canada. And they're giving us a professional filmmaker to be our mentor for the next few months so we can develop this and have a really good basis to be able to launch this and create what it's going to be. They always say that everything has a life of its own. And honestly, once we start writing it, we'll figure out what that life is going to be, and then just keep working with it and working through it.
Incredible. And we'll keep in touch with you on that one for sure.
Yeah.
Right now it's the it's birthday time, okay? We got to do our celebration calendar. Julie, you're excited. I can tell. This is going to be an honor for you. I can really tell.
I love it.
All right, Confederation Bridge celebration calendar. It's Draw Day Friday too. So two people are going to walk away with bridge passes today. Let's do it. Tomorrow, Curtis has a 28th birthday. Happy birthday, Curtis. Very happy birthday to Tracy Snow tomorrow too. Love Dwayne, Katie, Caleb, and Carly. Bethany Warren in Charlottetown, double digits. Happy birthday. Lexi McDonald, 18. Love Mum, Dad, and Brea. Chad Duran in South Rustico. Happy 31st from Mom, Sister Kaylee, and Rupert the Sheepadoodle.
Ooh.
Sheepadoodle.
That's Sheepadoodle. Kind of the Sheepadoodle.
Yeah. Sully DL from Stratford is turning 7 today. Happy birthday, Sully. That's for Mom, Dad, and Amelia. Husband, Mike Arce. No, not my husband, but we don't have the wife's name. Mike Arsenault, happy anniversary. It's tomorrow in Cape Egmont. So, Mike Arsenault, your wife's getting some brownie points here for sending in your anniversary. Blake McDonald in Peaks is 7 today. Mama Emily Gallant from Rollo Bay, very happy birthday today from your son William. And Georgia Dempsey off to LM Montgomery Elementary is 10 today from Mom, Dad, and your sister.
Well, we have a birthday celebration for Kian. Second birthday, Kian. Love from a nanny, papa, and Uncle Eric. Ella Harris in Rollo Bay, 13 years old, from mom, dad, big sisters Mallory and Abby, and Grammy Barb. And tomorrow it is a birthday for Mary Alicia Wally in Cornwall, 43.
Nancy Hood celebrating a birthday tomorrow. Nancy is in Oyster Bed Bridge. Happy birthday to you. Cheryl Wood celebrating tomorrow as well. Happy birthday. Love from Charlotte, Megan, and Doug. Cheryl is in Kepik. And oh gosh, should I even say that? No, I should not. They're saying that you're very, very old. I don't think you are, Cheryl.
Oh,
happy
gosh.
Birthday to Kevin Stonefield, a retired educator in Brudenell, turning 61. James Doucette in King Cora. Happy 16th birthday from you, from everyone at MPD. And Cody Hutt, turning 30. Love from Nanny and Grandpa Leonard in Elmira, PEI. Tomorrow, Patrick Cuddy, turning 28 years old. Love your favorite aunt. And George McDonald. Kylie celebrating her birthday. Love mom, dad, and your little sister, Wrecking Ball Rosie. George is turning 4. And finally, Michelle Coker, happy birthday to you from family and friends.
Also got a message here just says, happy birthday to Braden in Cornwall, turning 9. There
awesome.
We go.
Happy
it's coming
birthday.
In. That's live. That's as we speak. As we speak.
Very current.
Congratulations to our winners of Bridge Passes, Craig Bain and Amanda Burt.
Woo! Woo!
We will send out your gift card or your Bridge Pass, I should say, in the mail. We have your stuff. All right. Congratulations, guys. We'll have more with Julie Pellissier-Lush, who is our interesting Islander today on Ocean.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
The afternoon, still windy and a high of 12. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thanks very much, Scott. It's 8:07 at Ocean 100, and there are a few late buses this morning, Scott, that we should let people know about.
Yeah, bus 301, Martin Belanger's bus to Francois Biot School, running 45 minutes late, and bus 327 to Ecole LaBelle Cloche, Allison's bus, running 30 minutes late.
All right, thank you very much. Let's take care of Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. 49% of women hate it when their man does this in the kitchen. There was a few good answers today. Tasting right out of the pot. Oh, that's just when you're cooking, you got to taste. You gotta come on by and just take a little taste.
Well, if you're the cook, maybe you can taste. But if somebody comes over your shoulder and takes a taste, back off, I say.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, the actual answer, geez, Jill, the actual answer was drinking right out of the container from the fridge, like milk or water or otherwise. Don't drink right out of the container.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
No, I was going
to.
That's why I'm looking at you right now.
I know
like,
you're
this sounds like
me.
A Scott thing for sure. Let's give away a $100 gift card. Don't forget about the flatbread pizza. I get so excited about it that I stumble every time. Flatbread pizza at Robin's, $100 on a gift card. That'll buy you a lot of pizza, man. Tammy White from Charlottetown, congratulations. You got yourself a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. We'll have more with our interesting Islander, Julie Pellissier-Lush, is coming up.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinloch.
There is a movie clip of Kristen Wiig and Bill Hader singing that song from a movie. Can't put my finger on the movie, but it is awesome. And I love Starship. That's a great tune. Nothing's going to stop us now. It's Ocean 100. It's 8:13. It is Interesting Islander Day for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And we are so pleased to have Julie Pellissier-Lush with us today. And it must make you so happy to know, like Richard especially, following, you know, in your footsteps and really taking on the legacy. That must make you so happy.
It does. He's definitely, they say, your firstborn child is usually the mirror image of you. And he pretty much is. He is that young conquering soul that loved to have football one night. And then all of a sudden he'd be on the stage acting like Rabbit and jumping around and making children laugh all mm-hmm. across PEI. Mm-hmm. So he has all of these little dynamics that make him definitely a shining star.
And he carries himself so well, you know, when he's on stage, when he's presenting himself, and with the children, too. It's just, it's a sight to behold, really. So it must really make you happy. I can see on your face right now it does.
It does. It really does. It makes me so proud that I know that he will keep this going and hopefully encourage and motivate that next generation mm-hmm. as well, so that it doesn't just disappear into going back into the school books of Prince Edward Island 30, 40 years ago, where there might be Mi'kmaq people here on Prince Edward Island. We're not sure. Mm. We're here, and we have so many amazing stories to share.
I love it.
And I have to ask this. In our last break, we were talking about, like, you know, you are heading to Whistler with the short film. These are, like, wonderful opportunities, and you have had so many interesting experiences. when you look back at your teenage self or the woman who was in her early 20s, did you envision that your life would have these opportunities? Is this the path? Like, could you, is there moments now that you're like, I never expected this?
When I was younger, I really wanted to be that sort of actress. You know, my father would watch Three's Company all the time, and I wanted to be Chrissy Snow. Like, I wanted to be that sort of shining star. And then life hits you when you're a teenager, of course, and you don't sort of get out of it with all of your little parts intact, because it does. It takes a lot out of you. Going to school in high school and even middle school is really challenging. And it almost puts you in your place and you feel like, what can I accomplish? What can I do? And that's when you sort of go internal. And that's when I went to university and I wanted to build myself up educationally so that I could think in a good way and use those ideas of two-eyed seeing, where I still have my culture, but I'm also able to utilize the non-Indigenous education worldview. And I wanted to build that up. So that's what I did. And then when I came out of that, I stopped reading for a very long time, because once you go to university, that's all you do is read.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I sort of went out of that. But at the same time, I never stopped believing that if there was an opportunity, that I just had to go with it. And I would be that person that, you know, the library would say, can you go do a presentation here? And I'd say, sure. You know, I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing, but I'll do it. And then a few more different presentations. And then all of a sudden I'm doing workshops, and all of a sudden I'm doing, like, you know, keynote speaking. Mm-hmm. And it's just because it's not just that I don't say no. It's the fact that I am eager enough to be there and show up and share what I know to the best that I can. And people realize that, you know, that can be a gift in itself. You don't have to be the best anything. You just have to be consistent and just work from your heart. And mm-hmm. that has given me so many opportunities just by the doors that have been opened for me.
Incredible. We'll have more with Julie Pelissier-Lush, who has been just inspiring us beyond this morning. And it has been an incredible visit so far. So we'll have more coming up next.
When basketball legend Shaquille O'Neal joined the team at Papa John's, he brought some big ideas. But his biggest idea is the Shaqueroni Pizza. It's a massive pizza designed to feed big appetites and make a big impact. It comes with 8 foldable...
Noam Carver. Save big for 3 days only with Norton's Jewelers Anniversary Sale starting Wednesday.
A beautiful, sunny Friday morning so far. We will have some clouds moving in near noon, a high of 8 today. Tonight, cloudy overnight, a little bit of wind as well, and a low of +5. And tomorrow, a chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon, and a high of 12, which sounds awesome for a Saturday. It's 3 in Summerside, 1 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And we have been having a lovely morning chatting with Julie Pelissier-Lush, who is with us today, and we will have more with her coming up next. It's Steppenwolf.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It is 8:26. Good morning. Julie Pelissier-Lush is our Interesting Islander today, and this has been just a treat. I hope you've been enjoying yourself, too, and we just love having you in here. So you're welcome back anytime, first and foremost. Definitely welcome back anytime.
Absolutely. I've enjoyed having you here as well. I know we spoke a little bit in advance about the Mi'kmaq Heritage Actors and doing all kinds of fantastic performances, and also recently recorded a CD. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, we were really fortunate to get a grant from the Wellness Grant, and that allowed us to be able to take 30 of our young people on the coldest day last year into the Fabric Place on St. Peter's Road. They have like a loft upstairs. And we recorded them singing 18 different songs. And with that many children, we had like the pillar mics where the mics came up on a stand and they all stood around the pillar.
Cool. Yep.
And in some of the songs, like they're all really beautiful and I'm so proud of them. It's their voices. It's their music. It's their sound. And every once in a while, you'll get the younger ones who will be like, they'll jump into the song and the parts that they know and they'll sort of slide off on the parts they're not 100% sure of, but it's all them. And I was told recently that we should put the CD into the ECMAs as Indigenous artists and as well as being a children's album.
Mm-hmm.
So we have put them in, and knock on wood, we haven't heard anything yet, but we're super excited with the opportunity that they will get this ability to be able to share their music from that higher vantage point. And the fact that when we got them, part of the grant was to get lots and lots and lots of copies. So each of the children got at least 5 to 10 copies of the CD so they could give it to their aunties, their uncles, their grandmas, their school teachers, and we use them at when we do the Confederation Center of the Arts show every summer. We hand them out as giveaways at the end of every show. And so people will be like waiting at the end now to see if they'll be one of the lucky ones that the kids select. Because I give them to the kids and kids walk through the crowd and they're like, here you go, here you go. And they love it and the people love it. So, I mean, it's a little added bonus. And this year, our project is going to be a book with little biographies, some of their favorite legends, and that's hopefully going to be out before March next year. And the year after, we're going to be doing a feature film with all of our young kids and some of their favorite different legends, and we're going to be showcasing it all over the island. So these young ones, I believe in them so deeply. They have such passion, such talent, such creativity. And,
right.
It's just amazing to be able to work with them each and every day.
That is incredible. And I'm sure your belief in them is impactful for them as well. I think for many of us, it's that feeling, you know, that people believe in us.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that makes me happy for you and for them. Now, I know you have brought one of your books. I see you opening to a page, and I think you're going to treat us in that you're going to read one of your poems.
I was looking through, Jill, and I thought, what poem do I want to share? And this is one that I wrote after, I think it was an interview in the newspaper, and I thought, you know what? I want to create something about this sharing of knowledge. So this poem is called Do You Want to Know? And I think it reflects who I am and how I see my role in the world, in this province, and everything I do. So Do You Want to Know? Elders, O elders, where are you now? Do you want to understand? This is why I do what I do, or talk the way I talk. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? Sometimes when I don't respond, it's not because I have nothing to say. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? When I am angry, I might tell you why. I might not tell you why. But when I am ready, I will. And then I'll probably cry. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? I've been told by the elders that our words are so strong. Angry words can knock even a healthy person down. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? Protect yourself with positive feelings and thoughts. Stay close to people who keep you safe and loved. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? Our work is our family for 8 hours a day. We may not get along, but we can always show respect. Do you want to know? Do you want to understand? We cannot tear each other down instead of working for the same goals. We need unity to move forward in the right way. Thank you for wanting to know, and I hope I can help you understand. And it's really about sharing the information that needs to be shared. And they say choosing your words carefully because each word becomes a sentence. Each sentence becomes a paragraph. Each paragraph can become a story. And one thing leads to another. So you have to be careful of the words that you choose so that you're saying the right thing in a good way to move everything forward.
Julie, you are an absolute treasure. And Would you come back on the show?
Definitely.
Okay. 110. All right. We would love to have you back on. There's so much going on in your life right now. Movies and CDs and ECMAs and books. So we'll keep in touch. And you're definitely welcome back here anytime. Julie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been so much fun.
For us too.
Stingray.